بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the points of benefit regarding Hajj and the rulings as well. We have finished five prohibited things during the state of Ihram, while in the state of Ihram, and we go to the sixth, and the sixth is As-Sayd, game and game hunting. This is forbidden for the person in a state of Ihram. The person who enters the state of Ihram, it is forbidden for him to kill the game and to seek the game for hunting. To kill the game and to seek the game for hunting. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Ma'idah chapter 5 verse 95, يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تقتلوا الصيد وأنتم حرم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تقتلوا الصيد وأنتم حرم. Oh, you believe, kill not game while you are in a state of ihram for Hajj or Umrah. And whoever of you kills it intentionally, the penalty is an offering brought to the Kaaba of an eatable animal, sheep, goat, etc., equivalent to the one he killed. Now, also in Surah, in the same Surah, chapter 596, Allah Ta'ala, وَحُرِّمَ عَلَيْكُمْ صَيْدُ الْبَرِّ مَا دُمْتُمْ حُرُمًا. Lawful to you is the pursuit of water game and its use for food. Water game, remember, for the benefit of yourselves and those who travel. But forbidden is the pursuit of land game, as long as you are in the state of Ihram for Hajj or Umrah. What is the game? What is the game? The game is wild animal, eatable wild animal, originally wild, undomesticated, originally, or by habitualization. Let's take each one of this, of these words, and crack it down. Eaten, it must be eaten by Muslim. So this is, it must be eaten, an animal lawful to eat. Second, land, must be land game. So it is the wild land edible animal, must be a land game. Wild in origin or by habitualization. So if, can you hear me please? Can you hear me? طيب. So if he kills a lion or a tiger or a cheetah, there is no penalty because these are not eatable. Now, specifying the land takes out the water game. All the animals that live only in water, these are out of the prohibition, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَأُحِلَّ لَكُمْ صَيْدُ الْبَحْرِ وَطَعَامُهُ حِلٌّ لَكُمْ. Lawful to eat is you. Lawful to you is the pursuit of water game and its use for food. So when we say wild, this takes out the domesticated. So if he kills a domestic animal, which is lawful, from that which is lawful to eat, then it is halal, then it is permissible. When we said originally wild, so if something happens to make a domestic animal go wild, then we go by the origin. So for example, if a hen runs away and lives in the wild and assumes a wild life, quote unquote, and the person in a state of ihram kills it, then it is not unlawful for him, because in origin it was domestic. And the opposite is true. And the opposite is true. Now, what about the non-edible animals? The non-edible animals, there is no penalty on that. And it is divided into three categories. It's divided into three categories. That which is commanded to be killed in a state of ihram or non-ihram. And five of them were mentioned in one hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari as well as in Muslim. But in Sahih al-Bukhari volume 3, hadith number 55, قال النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام خمس من الدواب كلهن فواسق في الحل والحرم الغراب والحدأ والعقرب والفأرة والكلب العقور. Five kinds of animals are harmful and could be killed in the haram, in the sanctuary, and they are a crow, the kite, the scorpion, the mouse, and the rabid dog. Now, also there are other types of dogs, like the black dog is permissible, rather it is recommended even to kill. The second type, that which is prohibited to kill from the non-edible animals, whether in the haram or outside, like the ant, the bee, the hoopoe, and a kind of bird called a surd. And this bird, its beak is red, and it's a small bird with a red beak. The ant, the bee, the hoopoe, and the sword. These are forbidden to be killed. And this came also in an authentic hadith. A sword is a bird with a red, its beak is red and it's small. Third type is that where there is no mention about it. No mention about its killing or non-killing. The color, I haven't seen it myself, but I heard that it's black. So the third type, or the third category, is that which there is no mention about its killing or not. So what's the ruling concerning this? This, if these animals cause harm, if these animals cause harm, then they can be killed. I mean, even the human, the son of Adam, if he intends to cause harm and transgress, and there is no way to ward him off in a way which does not hurt him and hurt the person, and if it becomes imminent that the person may be in danger, then he can kill him, defending himself. So by all means, the animal. However, if they don't harm, then it's better to leave them, because they are, Allah created them for a wisdom. If they don't harm, then it's better to leave them. From this is the cockroaches, the lion, the cat, the flies, you name it. It is forbidden for the person in the state of ihram to eat that which he hunts. Also, if he has a, if he shared in directing towards a game animal by pointing or giving direction or so forth, or helping, then it is forbidden for him to eat from that. If a game animal was slaughtered or hunted for this muhrim, for the person in ihram, then it is forbidden for him to eat from it. But it is permissible to the one who is not in a state of ihram. These are some highlights regarding the game and game hunting, although the rulings regarding this are very elaborate, are more detailed rather. But suffice for the objective of this class on the points of benefit and rulings. So this covers the six prohibited things to do during the state of ihram. والله تعالى أعلى وأعلم وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.